Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Muslim.
Yesterday, we discussed that we see another side of the miraculous nature of the Quran Kareem in Surah Yusuf. Because when it comes to the stories of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions their story in a kind of scattered form. Different parts of the story mentioned in different parts of the Quran. So not in an actual story kind of fashion, but more relevant parts brought at certain places to highlight a particular lesson. With Surah Yusuf, it's pretty much in chronological order, the entire story told once off. There are only two other references to Yusuf alayhi salam in the Quran, and those are short references. So in one place, you get all the details of the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And these are two different approaches, and it highlights two different styles, both of which are miraculous in their own right within the Quran al-Kareem. Now, the other two references in terms of Surah Yusuf, or to Yusuf alayhi salam in particular, the one is in Surah Ghafir, verse 34, and the other is Surah verse 84 of Surah An'am. So verse 34 of Surah Ghafir and verse 84 of Surah An'am, two very short references made to Yusuf alayhi salam, but the other 25 times that his name is mentioned in the Quran is in Surah Yusuf. His name is mentioned 27 times. 25 of those 27 times are in Surah Yusuf. So this is a surah which deals almost exclusively with the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a few verses here and there that are more general, but pretty much all of the verses are dedicated to this one story. And that is the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now there's one important point that we want to highlight as part of this discussion on the introduction to the tafsir of Surah Yusuf, and that is that we must not reduce it like others have to a love story. I think I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again. Our Honorable Ustad Hazrat Maulana Hassan Dokrat Sahab, when we commenced with the tafsir of Surah Yusuf in Jalalain, when we went Darul Uloom, he mentioned that, sometimes people will do the tafsir of the entire Surah Yusuf, and the only question on their minds at the end of the day would be, did Yusuf alayhi salam marry Zulaikha? And that is perhaps because we grow up, you know, reading books and novels and watching movies where everything is just romanticized. So it's all about the element of romance. And that is not what the story is about. This is not a love story between Yusuf alayhi salam and Zulaikha. There's no concrete historical narration that proves that they got married ultimately anyway. There are narrations both ways. But that's not the purpose, and that's not the main point behind the story. It's not a story for the sake of the story, that it's an emotional story. It tugs at the cords of emotion in your heart. It's got an element of those core emotions, jealousy, greed, love, or lust, and that kind of thing. Yeah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to take lesson. And that's why the concluding verse of the surah reads, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in these stories there is lesson. But who will take lesson? The people of intellect. The people of intelligence. So that's a key point that we need to keep in mind. People get naturally excited when it's the tafsir of Surah Yusuf as compared to other surahs of the Quran al-Kareem. But ask yourself why. Because you want to know the nitty-gritties. The interesting tidbits, most of which cannot be proven to be authentic in a definitive sense. There are narrations, some which are totally baseless, some of which have some degree of authenticity. But those are peripheral, subsidiary issues. In the end of the day, the core values and the core lessons in Surah Yusuf is what we need to focus on.